All right, it's Carson Anderson outside Comerica Park. By the way, there is breaking Detroit Tiger news as, hey, guess what? Scooble's going to pitch Saturday at Cleveland.
There we go.
Or to Jason Beck, MLB, is going to pitch Saturday.
That's awesome. Yep. I think we were expecting the news. I think A.J. Hinch wanted to confirm it, but he couldn't quite confirm it this morning until he met with Tarek Skubal and the rest of the guys. Now it's confirmed. He will start Saturday. So how much time has he missed? 5 weeks?
Something like that.
I mean, that's incredible. That's modern medicine, man. That's awesome. Good for him that it wasn't a major issue.
Yep.
And they can get him back and, you know, get this keep this run going. 6-2 in June. Let's go. Let's win the series today and take over Cleveland.
Okay. Look, the AJ sound I thought was really good this morning, and he does a great job of addressing the criticisms because these guys are asking specifically, are you going to gear back your pinch hitting? It isn't working. And he basically said, no, I think it's going to work. I think it's going to work for us. It hasn't. They're in the bottom third of baseball in pinch hit success rate. They've spent the last 2 years being in the top third in baseball in pinch hit success rate. It is what it is, right? I mean, it's what he does. This is like Dan Campbell on fourth downs. And I will tell you, when it comes to criticism of AJ or Dan Campbell or any coach, I look at something that's illogical. And you do something that feels illogical in the moment. Because I don't want to just argue it based upon result, right? The result, you could do something logical and it doesn't work. That doesn't mean it was a bad decision. Like, you know, because everything's not 1,000. You don't bat 1,000.
Right.
You don't have 1,000% success rate. So arguing the result with the result as the reason why you're making the argument, well, it's a very safe place to be. When you do something completely logical in the moment, that's where I'll come in and say, this doesn't make any sense. When AJ explains it, he makes it sound logical. He does.
It's logical. No, it's completely logical, but I will take issue. And I don't think he'd have a problem with it, but I want to play the other
Jamai
cut
Jones,
before I say what.
Because Jamai Jones is a guy that we've been talking about. His ineffectiveness this year has been over and over and over again. And one of us in particular, not me, has been really critical and had enough with Jamai Jones.
Nothing personal.
It's not working this year as much as it has.
Because he was
in the
great
past.
Last year, and I loved watching him pinch it last year.
And they got a guy down at AAA, a journeyman that they could call up.
A bunch of guys in AAA.
I know a lot of people want to see Max Clark, Max Anderson, want to see the kids. Those guys aren't going to come up here to be part-time players.
Right.
You need to season them and season them and season them until they're ready. If they come up here and are part-time players, A, there's a good chance they're not ready, and so they'll be ineffective. And B, you'll stop their growth
when
they're sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
So you go get the veteran 4A guy who's hot. In particular, the guy you keep bringing up is?
Corey Jolks.
But Jamai Jones is struggling, and AJ was asked specifically, what about Jamai? Because the okay, what do you make of that response?
All right, so, again, I understand the logic behind it, and I applaud him. And I don't want AJ Hinch to change his thoughts. If you want to keep using pinch hitters, that's fine. What I want, what I'd like to see, because what I want doesn't matter, but what I'd like to see is a change in who you're using. It's that simple. It's not the philosophy. The philosophy I completely agree with. You know, when he talks about, hey, we want an advantage at bat, yeah. Okay, lefty-lefty for Kerry Carpenter isn't very good, but lefty-righty for a guy who can hit lefties makes sense. Go get a guy who can do that. And right now, Jamai Jones can't. And so I take two things out of this. First of all, it confirms what I keep saying, is that get somebody else to do it. But also, and this is me just reading maybe too much into what he just said, I feel like the experiment with Jamai Jones is about to end if he doesn't get it done against Cleveland and Houston, because he's going to get plenty of opportunities to show that he can hit lefties because of all the lefties that are going to be coming his way.
Bingo. He said, literally, we need him to produce. And I think that is code for, you better start hitting. And I've said this all the time throughout the years. One thing you've discovered is that teams, organizations, coaches are way more patient than fans, way more patient than fans, and still more patient than media. Like, they will let things play out almost across the board way longer, and sometimes they're rewarded for it, and sometimes they're not. And an example is, I was thinking back to some of the criticisms of Dylan Dingler over the past couple of years. Can't hit, can't hit, can't hit. Well,
well, yeah, and I'm not somebody who's rooting for my own narrative.
No, I know you well enough to know that's the case.
Yeah, and other people are going to be different, but for me, I'm not rooting for my narrative. It's just it's something that's an observation I've made. It's something that I think is in our position. We have to call things out and be critical at times, and this is one of those things. Nothing would make me happier if Jamai Jones goes 5 for his next 5 with 2 home runs and a couple doubles and all of a sudden shows that that's the reason why and that JJ's patience is going to pay off. I hope that's the case, you know, until it's time for him to make the change. But, you know, would I have made the change a while back? I would have. But I understand his philosophy and why he's sticking with it based on a longer track record of what Jamai Jones has been in the major leagues. But this year it's been different. Either pitchers have adjusted to him because they've seen enough at-bats and the book comes out on the player, or Jamai Jones isn't the one making the adjustments, or he's just, I don't know. You know, I can appreciate him saying, oh, he hit the ball hard last night, but the results aren't there, and if the results continue to not be there, you're going to have to make a change.
So, you know, looking in the mirror, I think one thing, unfortunately, that I get prone to is here you got a guy who's really honest, makes it sound logical, and I'm like, okay, I'm on board, but it doesn't mean it's going to work. Like, I appreciate his honesty a ton. I guard myself against saying, because of that honesty, I love the guy. But I feel like he does a great job of opening the window into what he's thinking.
Yeah.
But it's the number one criticism we get of A.J. Hinch. He addressed it this morning with very pointed questions from our morning show. I want to know what you, the Tiger fan, thinks of that, of what he just had to say. Do you go, okay, sold me on it, or you know what, it doesn't matter. It's a bottom line business, and the results haven't been there. And, you know, he is betting that the results will be there. He is betting that they will start to get more production out of the guys that the cards that he plays when he plays them. 248-539-9797. Got a bunch of texts on this. A bunch of phone calls as well. Your reaction to what A.J. Hinch had to say today. Hey, new scoop will back, coming back Saturday. That is the breaking news this morning. A.J. said on the morning show he would meet with Scooble, and sure enough, as we hit the first break today, news was out. Scooble's good, ready to go, and he makes his return in Cleveland on Saturday. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1. All right, tons of feedback coming in regarding the A.J. Hinch comments about how he handles pinch hitting. You have any more comments before we get to this?
No.
You ready to go?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Let's hit it.
Actually, I love A.J., but one thing he said kind of blew my mind, that he's not really focusing on results with some of these guys. Come on, man. That's from an unnamed texter.
Well, I think it's not always of course, bottom line is results. But I think it's okay if – if somebody's struggling right now, are they doing the right things to get themselves where they're getting results? Are they right swing paths, swing at the right pitches? Are they extending themselves? Are they hitting the ball hard and just having some bad luck? I think all that plays a role into why you're going to continue to be patient. And it sounds like that's exactly why he's being patient with Jamai Jones, because he thinks he's getting some decent at-bats from him. It's just the ball's not falling onto the turf.
The question really comes down to, my criticism is probably – not about how he's using Jamai Jones, and I think you're the same way. It's, are we sure he's the best person in the organization to fulfill this role?
Yeah,
that's it.
I totally agree with the philosophy. I think that's one of the things that makes A.J. Hinch great. And And here's the other thing, Doug. When you get back Torres and Carpenter, it changes your roster a little bit. There's DJ.
Our guy. What's up, DJ?
Good to see you.
How you doing?
But when you get those two guys back in the lineup, it gives you better options. It should give you better options because now you've brought two guys into the roster, two guys come off the roster, right?
Yep.
So here we are, but the last guys on the roster right now are Wenzel Perez, Zach Short, and Jamai Jones.
Yep.
You know, Matt Vierling, nobody's got a problem with Matt Vierling is going to come in a pitch situation because we've seen Matt Vierling, you know, deliver sometimes. More than just sometimes. But Wenzel Perez is batting himself back into the good graces of Tiger fans. Zach Short, not so much, but he's defensive. You understand why he's in there for a defensive replacement. But it's Jamai Jones is the guy who's there specifically to hit left-handers, and he's not getting it done. And if he's not getting it done, bring somebody up who can have the opportunity to do it. If they're doing it in Toledo, which there are several guys that are doing it in Toledo, led by Corey Jolks, as I said, maybe just give him a chance. And that could be way off base. Maybe there's a million reasons why absolutely not Corey Jolks. But I thought I'm trying to read into the logic of A.J. Hinch and Scott Harris. I'm not trying to, you know, I need to bring up somebody who's not going to be blocked at the major league level. Is just going to sit every couple days and, you know, could get one at bat every game. And it's, you know, in a situation where it's just situational hitting. And you're going to, you know, stall their growth as a player. That's why I'm not saying Max Clark. I'm not saying Max Anderson for these guys. I'm not saying, you know, anybody else. I'm saying specifically a guy who's got major league at bats in his career. Somebody who's, I think he's 30 years old, so he knows what his role would be on this team, which would be situational hitter. He's effectively the same thing as what Jamai Jones was a couple years ago.
Next text, I don't like the pinch hitting. I would understand it more if you had quality pinch hitters, and I don't mean guys that have to hit 400. Talking, having guys that don't strike out, it's kind of like having a three-point shooter on an NBA team. Everybody's got a couple of them except for the Pistons. The Tigers just need to put some guys on the bench that are professional hitters, and the guys that they have are not contact hitters. They're streaky hitters, and you don't want that in a pinch hitter.